نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، we will talk inshallah after this. First, normally we go for taziyat, people's house. People go for taziyat if someone passed away. So how to do taziyat? How to do taziyat? Let's see we understand little bit first, then we'll go ahead, how to do Isal e Sawab. What dua we should read when you go to the graveyard, all this inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, it's another 2 days to talk inshallah. So, let's see first we talk the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 4 daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umme Kulthum, Fatimatus Zahra. So one of the 4 daughters, her name is called Zainab. Her name is Zainab. Her child was very, very sick. It was in final stage. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, grandson we can say. He was in the final moment in Sakrat. So she sent a message to the Abba, father. Zainab, daughter, sent a message to the father. Please come quickly. Come here and see my child's last moment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't go. He sent a message that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. He sent a message, verily everything belongs to Allah. This child also belongs to Allah. لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ. And Allah has given you. This child who given you? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And whatever that ni'mat Allah has given us, everything belongs to Allah, innit? We all of us belong to Allah. Everything is belongs to Allah. We're not of any honor of anything in this world, right? We're not going to take anything from this dunya to our cover. That's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam given the beautiful dua. Inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma ata. He's telling his own daughter. He says, there is a, Allah Ta'ala kept it, and he appointed time for each and everyone to live. Not only for the humans, for jinnat, for animals, for birds, for everybody. There is a time. Time limit. Not going to be the bird going to leave you for 1,000 years. No. Everything, there is a time to depart from this dunya. To leave this dunya. And until the time comes, people can benefit from the life. Allah had given everyone's life. Now, فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. Oh my daughter. When the times end, so we have to go to where? Our soul go to where? Allah Ta'ala. This body is made with the soil. So it's going to melt. Illa mashallah, except few. But the soul is not from the soil. Soul is come from Allah. Soul is come from Allah. So if you believe in Allah, then your soul will go to Allah. And it will make sajda in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In front of the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our soul goes there. And if you don't believe in Allah, then it's go to the 7th earth, underneath of 7th earth, where the Jahannam is there. You understand? Inna lillahi, this is a fal tasbir. It says, have patience. Have patience. This body is like amanat by, the child is amanat by you. Allah has given you for few days, whatever, few years, whatever. Then look at how Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling his own daughter to be patient. And if you have faltasbir, well tahtasib. If you have patience, you will get a reward. Now, daughter's daughter, you know, she sent a message again. No, Abba, you have to come. Hadith of Bukhari Sheikh. You have to come. Understand? It's not means Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam don't love no ones. He went to give message to the daughter, not for daughter, for entire ummah. If he could go there, he don't say this word, then we won't understand. You understand? So he sent a message first. So she was forcing the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Usama bin Zaid, Sa'ad bin Ubadah, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Ma'az ibn Jabal, all the Sahaba's group went to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala on Hazrat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went. The daughter says, Abba, carry this child, is in Sakrat. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam carried the child in his lap. The child was so lucky. Dying in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey. That, you know, when a person dies, that half breathe up, heart half in, like this. So the child was breathing very heavily, very heavy. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tearing. He was crying. Sa'ab bin Ubadah was there. You know, Sahaba, they ask straight away question. They don't wait. Said, Ya Rasulullah, are you crying too? Are you crying too? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. You telling us not to cry, and you crying also. He said, this is the rahmat. Allah has given me mercy of the child, grandchildren, daughters, son, mother, father, wife in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala kept in each and every person's heart. Even mother, for father, for mother, anybody dies, everybody cries because the love is there. So because of that love, the tear comes out from the eyes. Hey, even you see some Muslims and somebody's child, something happened, accident, you're going to cry. Because that, you Allah Ta'ala kept the rahmat and the mercy in the heart of entire humans. Unless some people, they kill the children and children and children. And they don't bother of it. They got no heart there. So, we understood here in this hadith, two lessons mentioned in this hadith here. Okay, if you see someone in difficult position, so tears come from the eyes, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And sometimes, you can say something, but not something that Allah gets angry with you. You know? I will tell you in the more commentary of this hadith. Let's listen to another hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Anas radiallahu ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very sick. So, he was also in final days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His daughter came. That was a grandchild. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself is passing away. And daughter came. And then Fatima was still alive. She came. And she saw that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in difficult position. So she was crying and what she says, Wa karba abata. Hi Abba, ki taklif, I can't see. In the sakrat, so much for you. I can't see Abba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sakrat was very severe, that he said to Aisha, Ya Aisha, Sakrat is very severe, very, very hard. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sakrat, he's putting his hair in a bowl and he's putting on his forehead. Sakrat means is the final moments when the breath goes up, down, now the soul is going to go away. Soul is very soon will go away to Allah Ta'ala. That was... that's called Sakrat in Arabic. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni ala Sakrat al maut. Ay Allah, help me at the time of Sakrat, of death. So here, Allahu Akbar, ليس على أبيك كرب بعد اليوم. Today Sakrat is upon your father. Inshallah, I'm not going to come back the same Sakrat. He said to daughter. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, within few minutes he passed away. So then Fatima says, Ya Abata, Ajaba Rabbata, you accepted Allah's invitation. You gone. Father, you gone. Ya Abata, Ajaba Rabban Da'a. What alfaz the daughter mentioned. That, oh my Rabb, you said Labbaik. Oh my Rabba, you said Labbaik to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Abata, Jannat al-Firdaus ma'ala, ma'wa. Ya my Rabba, your abode is Jannat al-Firdaus. She's saying to who? Abba. Ya Abata, ila Jibreel, na'na. Oh my Abba, Jannat al-Firdaus is your tikana, is your abode. And, oh my Rabba, we're going to tell the Jibreel that my father passed away. Because Jibreel knows, because Jibreel, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam last moment was still few more minutes left. So Jibreel came first in the house. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, no one the Malikul Maut asked to come inside. But the Malikul Maut asking about you, they come to fetch you. If you give permission, then can come inside. Malikul Maut, don't ask anybody, even Dawud alayhi salam, who are you in my house? He said, I'm a Malikul Maut. Don't ask nobody. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, Malikul Maut standing outside and he is asking permission. If you say yes, then they can come inside. If you said no, they can go back. That permission only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, amazing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Firstly, what about my ummah? What about my ummah? Go ahead, ask Allah first, Jibreel. If I'm going to leave this dunya, so I'm going to leave my ummah just like this. Go ask, what about my ummah? Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel, go. وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Don't worry. Allah will look after your ummah. And on the day of Qiyam, Allah will please you for your ummah. And make you happy. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He says, we will tell the Jibreel that my Abba is God because he used to bring the wahi. Revelation. No more my Abba is here. The wahi and revelation stopped. So, now further mention in the hadith, when everybody buried Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Hazrat Fatima said to Anas, Anas was the best khadim of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Anas, am tahsula rasulillah turab. You didn't hesitate to put soil on the body of my father. All of you buried him. You didn't hesitate, all of you. So who are you putting sand on the grave? You put the sand on the body of my father, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You didn't hesitate. What is a hukam of Allah? They have to do it. A hukam of Allah. They have to do it. So this is not noha, moon, as I mentioned in the morning. This is not noha. This is not moan to cry aloud and all this. This is feeling of the heart. She's saying to the Sahaba, feeling of the heart. She's saying to the father at the time of death. This is not a moan or crying aloud and hitting today like people by tearing the clothes, hitting on the face and screaming. That is haram. That is haram. And somebody passed away, you won't do it. Must not do is haram. So now hadith of Bukhari Sharif, third hadith, wow, mix all together. When the child passed away, Zainab the child passed away. So the angel, they go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When they take the soul of the child. Child meaning not mature child. Up to that 14. up to 14. Yeah? 1 year to 14 years child. So when the angel take the soul, they go directly to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah knows everything that Malikul Maud they brought of the soul of so-and-so person. Allah knows everything, isn't it? Still asking. You brought the soul of my so-and-so person's son or daughter. Tune ruh kabza kalli. He's telling who? Angel. What is the gate? Huh? Ya Allah, it was your commands to do that. That's why we took the soul out of the child or children, whatever. You broke the peace of his heart. You could never say, you broke the, you pricked the fruit from the tree. The children is like a fruit for the father and mother. You broke it. And you brought by me. He said, yeah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Okay, so when the child died, you were there, you took the soul out, what the father was saying about it, what the mother was saying. He said, they were saying, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Innal ayna, this is eyes, tears. Wal kalba, yahzan, and heart is sad. And inna nakul, we say from the mouth, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Sad. Everybody said, the child died. Sad. And also tearing. That is sunnah. And we're saying, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He said, okay. Jaw angel, go in Jannat and build a castle for parents. Build a special castle, special one in Jannat. And that castle name is called Baytul Hamd. Baytul Hamd. Allahu Akbar. So, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Always when you hear someone dies from the family or anyone's, what you say? Inna lillahi wa inna is an amazing lesson in this ayat. Qalu ubashiri sabirin alladhina idha asabatuhum musibah. Qalu inna lillahi wa inna. Says, inna lillah, we are belongs to Allah. Inna lillahi, we are belongs to Allah. We're not ourselves. This is a temporary body we using. Otherwise, we are belongs to Allah. It says when a person read Faraz Namaz, then he love Allah. And then he read Sunnah and Nafal. Then Allah love him. Allah love him. And after that mention in Bukhari Sharif, then when he read, keep on reading Nawafil Sunan. He get close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How close? That Allah love him. Allah said, then I become his eyesight. Allah said, I become his eyesight. I become his hearing. I become his tongue, mouth. I become his hand. I become his leg. Meaning, hadith, there are many, many meaning of this hadith in Bukhari. But the, Ibn Hajar Asqalani says, everything that person will do with the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is the meaning of that whatever Allah wish, he will do with the eyesight. He will do with the ears, with mouth, with the leg, with the hands. He won't do anything against Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And if make mistakes straight away, Allah will give him tawfiq to make tawbah. Understand? So this is inna lillahi, riya belongs to, my wife is belongs to, my children belongs to. He created me, you and our children, everybody. He will handle all the case. We just would turn Allah to Ya Allah, do this. It belongs to you. You can do everything. Everybody's taqdeer is written. Ya Allah, you do it. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then we have to return to who? Allah. That's the meaning of inna lillah. We don't even know the meaning of inna lillah too. When you understand the meaning and you say inna lillah, we all of us, my mother, my father, my children, belongs to Allah. I am not honor of my father, not honor of my mother or my children. No. Everything belongs to Allah, and he's calling him, he's calling her, he's calling who, child, whatever. We have to return. All of us have to return to who? Allah. He is just sending this world temporary to use our body. After that, our wealth, our property, everything belongs to Allah. Understand? That's why not only... Then one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting, the candle was on. Light. Not this light, candle. You know? On. And suddenly the air come on, what happened? The fire switch off. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said loud, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I thought only you say Inna lillahi when someone die. He said no, for everything. Something happened wrong, something, you say straight away, Inna lillahi. You see somebody's house burning, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He says, car accident, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah, Allah, Allah. First word on, because it belongs to him. You understand? So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my father died 20 years ago, for example. Today I was sitting and I saw something. Oh, something. And I remember my father. I said again, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I will get the same reward as I said the Inna lillahi the day he passed away. You understand? The day he passed away. So for everything we have to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Allahu Akbar wa inna ilayhi raji. Allah Allah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this person who left from this dunya and went to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he given me and he given you lesson. I am going to Allah. You get ready too. Married father, after 2 months, 3 months, we became normal. We forgot everything. We don't see the janaza and prepare ourselves. We don't prepare that. So, our Sheikh, Rahmatullah, our Sheikh, now Barakatuhum, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib, Rahmatullah, our Sheikh, always. If any time the letter used to come that my father passed away or my mother passed away, so Hazrat used to write Taziyati letter. And he used to tell the Khadim to write it down. Jane wala to chala gaya. Jane wala to chala gaya. Lekin hume ye sabak de gaya. Ke tum tayyari karo. The person who was going to go is gone. Your father, mother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gone. Who we are? Who we are? We have to go also. But he gave us lesson. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. My uncle dies. My grandfather dies. Grandmother dies. Give us lesson. You will have to come behind me. Prepare yourself for the cover. Now, look at lots of glad tidings. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba for us. Comes the Hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was sitting. And one janaza passed. So people were praising Allah. Who passed away? He said, so and so, Sahabi. Oh. All the Sahaba was praising about the janaza, about the person who passed away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sahaba, wajabat. Sahaba heard. Then after a few minutes, another janaza came. And they passed. And people are talking bad about him. And some people there are knowing so much other people that they're waiting when the person die. Better from, go from this dunya. You know that? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Some people die, the people cries. We want him. We went so early. You know, and some people die. They don't bother of him. So that second janaza passed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi, the sahaba was saying, bad person. Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi said, wajabat. Now, who's going to ask the meaning of wajabat? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the sahabi stood up. Hey, Hazrat Umar asked. Hey, Allah can be. First one passed, he was a good person, you said wajabat. Second person, a bad person, you said wajabat. Same thing. What is the meaning of wajabat? He says, if someone dies, three people talk good about you. Three people only, not thousand. Talk good about you. Wajabat, Jannat is wajib. Three people.
Allah.
And if it's a three people, Hazrat Umar asked, if two people, not three. If two people said, oh, mashallah, it's good, not three. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even though if two people talk good about you, Jannat is wajib. Two people, only two. Muslim, Musliman, subhanallah. Hazrat Umar says, we didn't ask them about one person. If we could ask, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also used to say, even one person, that Umar said, talk good about the person, Jannat is wajib. Allah. So, those who pass away, we must talk good. Talk good. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person passed away, don't talk bad about him. He's finished. He's gone. Talk good about him. Unke kamalat bayan kare. Achha aadmi tha. Bahut achha. He was a good person, mashallah. Doing lots of good work. This. Talk. Why? When you said certain words, Allah is giving Jannat. Allah will give him Jannat. And for the person, the three people give bad things. Bad review. Means a bad review. And the people so scared today, the company people don't give bad review. When you're gonna die, the people give a bad review then? Jahannam is wajib. Two people write a bad review of his Yunus. Jahannam is wajib. One person said bad review. Write bad review. Understand? Allah. So one basharat, then people praise about you. Three people, two, Jannat is wajib. Allah. We are so lucky, right? Allah has given us the iman. Be a good person. Everybody love you. When you die, the people cry. Oh, we're missing so much. We're missing so much. You understand? Hi. Look at Ilyas, but we missed him so much, isn't it? 27 night. Not so. From the day he passed away till now, I'm feeling he's still here somewhere here. He's gonna come away. SubhanAllah. The second bashar in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Our Hafiz Sahib Marhum Rahmatullah, grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And those people who passed away, I know them in the first of so many passed away. Allahu Akbar. They were sitting all day. It was so good. Allah grant each and everybody Jannat al-Firdaus. Say Ameen. Second bashar for mu'min, listen. When some Muslim passed away, and people get together for janaza. One riwayat, 100 people came. How many? 100. Another hadith, 40 people. And they make Allahumma kfirli hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina dua janaza. So Allah accept their intercession and forgive that marhum. If someone's janaza, 100 people, and one hadith, 40 people come in a janaza, and they read janaza behind him, behind the marhum, Allah forgive the marhum. And if it's a lots of people there, subhanAllah. When lots of people come, definitely Allah has forgiven him. When the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself, the authentic hadith, 100 people. The third hadith, one sahabi, when he used to go, is any sahabi's janaza, and if they used to tell him to lead janaza, perform janaza, he used to make three saf. If it's a seven people then, how many saf? Three saf. You understand? Even the people are less, then also three saf. If more people, three saf. And he used to say, I heard directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the three sub people read janaza namaz behind the marhum, Allah will forgive that marhum. So ulama said, if it's only seven people in janaza, so one person imam, one person, how many left now? Six. So in first sub, three people. Second sub, two people. Third sub, one person. Make three sub like this. So you get the reward of the three sub. You understand? In the namaz, Person standing the first saf, Allah love you. But in janazah, try to stay the last saf. Get more reward. Because in front of you, not Allah there. Who's it? Janazah. You understand me now? I don't know you understand or not. In the masjid for namaz, first saf. Allah love you so much. And in janazah, says, you know, first saf, second saf, and you train the last saf, you got more reward. Anyway, the fourth glad tiding, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are lots of shuhada in this ummah. Not only a person who go in the path of Allah and become shaheed. He's only one shaheed. Yes, he's a highest shaheed person. He passed away in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He's been killed. But, wal mar'atu, he says, there is a 40 shaheed, Allama ibn Shabirin mentioned, or 30 shaheed in Fatawa al-Shami mentioned. And hadith are quoted in Abu Dawud Sharif, in Nisa'i Sharif also. Wal mar'atu tamutu bi jum'in shaheed. He says when a woman give somebody, suddenly ruffal and dies, everybody shaheed. Suddenly the fire take place in the house, everyone burn, all shaheed. Someone got a cancer, shaheed. Cancer, shaheed. Person dies in a cancer, shaheed. Nabi Sassam said, all the shuhada's name. And the woman who give birth, it's a difficult time, isn't it? To give birth, a baby birth. At that time, the woman dies, shaheed. Shaheed. Allahu Akbar. Amare Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, the insan get two times pleasure in his life. When you start, for example, I want to build my house. So when you begin your house, you're happy, mashallah. Maine foundation rakh diya ghar ka. And the second happiness, when you complete the house. Mashallah, my house is done. So you call when you start somebody to make dua. And you call when it's ready to make dua. There is two times. So, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, first time we making dua for what? Tell me. Say, Allah, make it easy to my house build nicely. Make it easy the masjid build up nicely. That's what making dua is. It's not ready yet. You're starting now. Digging first. One, two buzru people. And what they make? Allah, Achani says, ghar ko bana dena, is masjid ka ikhtitam kar dena, fula 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 dua. You understand? And, hey Allah, when they're ready, now, what happened? Hey Allah, Allah tera shukr hai, mera ghar ban gaya, masjid ban gayi, fula ban gaya. There is dua. Allah give us tawfiq. Istemal karne ki tawfiq de. Nazre bhat se bacha, adwaz al dua. When a person left this dunya and he spared his time for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this moment in the grave, you know, when child born in it. So everybody smiling, father, oh, we got a baby boy. And the child is crying, innit? Did you see any child laughing? Ha ha, mashallah, I'm came in dunya. Did you see? No. Child is crying. We all happy. MashaAllah. Messages. WhatsApp. Allah gave me, MashaAllah, grant me a baby boy. A baby girl. And I'll give everybody some jalebiya or palebiya. You understand? Happy. And when we die, everyone's are crying now. Did you see anybody when the child is dying? Ah, mashallah, go. Did you say anything? No, everyone's crying in the house. Everybody crying. Hey, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah, he says, when you came in this world, you was crying. When you born, you was crying. People were so happy. Now you do such a good amal in this dunya. When you leave this dunya, you happy. You smiling, going to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And people are crying. You understand? Who said that? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah. Mentioned. You understand? Hazrat Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu's final moment. When his sister was crying, so he opened his eyes. He says, why are you crying? Gadan nalka lahibba Muhammadan wahisba. Oi, oi, kya baat kahi? Gadan nalka lahibba Muhammadan wahisba. Why are you crying? Tomorrow, I'm going to see all my sahaba by Allah. And I will see Muhammadur Rasulullah, who I'm missing. He was sitting there. Now I'm missing him. I'm going to, when I close my eyes, you're going to bury me. I'm going to see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why so many people, when the person dies, they go by the year. He says, give salam to so and so, my mother, my father. Because when they're all marhumin, when somebody dies, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah, when someone dies, so all marhumin, those who passed away, give some rest, he's tired in the dunya. He came from the dunya, he's tired. Give some rest. We will sit down together afterward. All souls get together, right? All souls, they ask, how is my father? How is my mother? You see my son? Ah, your son, he's on the wrong path, taking drugs. What your mother will feel? What your father will feel? You understand? It's very, very important to understand. This is something hakikat. Inside stories, we have to understand. Ya Allah. Don't just see that what is gone. See what you got. You must always. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala says, when I take someone's beloved things, safi meaning beloved things, when I take some beloved things, meaning die, father is beloved, mother is beloved, wife is beloved, husband is beloved, child is beloved, daughter is, when Allah take it away, and he makes sabr, so I grant him jannat, I grant him or her, So, ye na dekho kya gaya, ye dekho kya mila. So, when Hazrat Abbas passed away, Chacha, Abbas passed away, Chacha, uncle, when he passed away. So, everybody coming, giving him taziyat and taziyat and taziyat. One day, Hati Sahabi came from village. You know, the village people, they small, they say small sentence with so much meaning. He said, Abdullah, you also cry? Your father passed away. You also cry? He said, yeah, my father passed away. He said, listen. If you make sabr of your father's death, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what he will give you, what your father can't give you. Jannat. Father can't give you Jannat. You be patient. And you crying for your father. You can't give nothing to your father. Allah give your father. You can't give their father that. Because of your patience, Allah will grant him Jannat also. Understand? Allahu Akbar. Let me tell you one hadith. You will understand how Allah is merciful. Day of mercies, last days. Allah is so merciful, forgiving everybody. Hadith of Mishkat Sharif. Hazrat Amire Ram radiyallahu ta'ala. Amire Ram radiyallahu ta'ala. Hadith. One time a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was covering his body with the chadar. He was covering his body with chadar. And he put his hand, you know, like this. You know, he covered like this chadar. You know, the chadar like this. So he got pilla. This is called in Urdu pilla, like this covers with the chadar. In the cold, you can see that cover like this, you know, insert like this. So it's called pilla. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I was passing in jungle, I was walking in jungle, I saw one tree. I heard that birds' babies are making noise, small, small. You know, birds' babies, small, small babies, maybe The mother went somewhere to eat some, you know, seed or something, and left her, but babies, just maybe newborn babies or birds' babies, left behind. So I went inside. Oh, mashallah, so beautiful, five small, small babies. I took my chadar. I took all the babies inside, like this, and I covered it. All the babies. Allahu Akbar. Now, I just left from the place. I was coming to Medina, from jungle to Medina. The mother came away. The bird came away. The bird's baby's mother came and started making tawaf surround my body. Hey. Meaning that the mother says, leave my children, leave my children, don't take it. So I left like this. I didn't left it, I opened it like this. You know. So then mother sat down. Mother also sat down on the babies. Normally birds are scared. They don't just come like this. It's jungle's birds. Always afraid, scared. Came and sat down on the babies. Look at that. On his hand. On the chadar. Allahu Akbar. And took all the babies inside the wings. Like this. Allahu Akbar. Now the mother don't want to go. Because I want the babies to take my house. You know. Now. The babies can't fly because just newborn. So mother should fly and go. Then I can take the babies away. So but the babies don't want to go. Allah, look at this love of the birth for the children. You understand the hadith? The Mishkat hadith. Look at the love of the birth with for the children. Nabi Sassam, he came in the Masjid Nabi with the mother like this. Ya Rasulallah, this is happening in jungle and I brought it, mother and children. Cut down, keep it here. And open it in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He brought from jungle and he opened in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah. He kept it. Mother is still there. Don't want to fly. Don't want to leave. Don't scared. Sahaba's there, all Sahaba. And it's jungle's bird. You understand? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while the mother is sitting there on top of the children, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, Ata'jabuna? Ata'jabuna? Lirruhmi ummila firakha? Allahu Akbar. You have got shocked that how much that bird got raham and mercy with the children. You got shocked. Said, Fawalladhi ba'asani bilhaq, Allah's qasam. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah's qasam that Allah have sent me in this dunya with truthness, meaning kitab and nabuwat, lillahi, lillah, arhamu bi'ibadihi, min ummil afraq bi'furakhiha. Allah have more mercy with his servants more than the mothers with the babies. Allah got so much rahm on the servants. Allah. Allah loves a Muslim when a Muslim dies. You understand? Muslim dies. We crying for dunya, bhai. One of the sheikh mentioned that one of my friend was dying. Final time. I went to see him. And he was still, mashallah, strong. He told me, the all mother is crying, father is crying, daughter, wife is crying, children is crying. All of them crying around his bed. So then he said to his friends, make me sit down. He was like this, make me sit down. And then he says, my mother and father, you crying because I'm dying. I'm only one son. Who's going to look after you? It is right. He said, yeah. You want to go here? Who's going to look after us? We old. Wife, you crying because I'm dying. Your house will become like a dark. Your husband goes. Who's going to? Children, you're crying. Who's going to buy us for everything? When the father is here, father buys everything. All of you crying for your own benefit. Nobody crying for me. What's going to happen for me in my grave now? Nobody crying for me. What's going to happen when they're going to put soil on me? Nobody crying for me. You're crying for dunya. We crying. Not all of them. But this is the reality is there. One person phoned me from Leeds. He says, that's our cousin's father's body in a mortuary. And all started fighting for the money. For the money. Not buried yet. And they're fighting amongst themselves. I'll take this property. I'll take this. I'll take this. Understand? And one person phoned from Mumbai. One of our friends' family. He says, if you got some Tawis, please, my father can just open them out and talk. Where he kept the treasure key. Khazane ki chabi idhar rakhi hai. Allah, people, they wait the person dies for money, for dunya, for properties, for plots, for this, for that. But nobody worries that he makes khoon pani ek karke, makan banaya, sab kuch banaya, tumhare liye hai. At least you should read something for the father and mother. This is reality. In fact, this is happening every way. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Umm Ayman radiyallahu ta'ala. Tell one more hadith. Umm Ayman. Would you listen to me? Umm Ayman radiyallahu ta'ala. Who given the morsel in the mouth of Rasulullah s.a.w. when Prophet s.a.w. was a baby. Umm Ayman, slave, bandi. She was feeding Nabi s.a.w. Umm Ayman. When Nabi s.a.w. passed away, listen this last hadith. Nabi s.a.w. buried everything. After a few days, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to Hazrat Umar, let's go and see Umm Ayman. Let's go and see, because she will look after Nabi s.a.w. Let's go and see her. They came to visit Umm Ayman radiallahu anhu. It's very old. She became, because when Prophet s.a.w. was a small, that time she was old. When Prophet s.a.w. passed, she was very old. She was very old. So let's go and see Umm Ayman radiallahu anhu. Because Nabi s.a.w. used to go to see her always. So we must go to see her. Look at the Sahaba was following footsteps of Rasulullah s.a.w. We're going to go. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said to Umar, chala, let's go. So when she saw us all, she saw Abu Bakr and Umar crying. So Abu Bakr said, Hadrat Umar said, don't worry. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to house of Allah. Like how we explain our children, you know? Children. He went to Allah's house. Even Allah's house, don't worry. That's what the children get. You know, confident, look. Otherwise crying, where's my father? I said, go on to Allah's house. It's gonna come. We give tasalli to the child. Here, they're giving tasalli to Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala. Because she looked after in the supper. That's why you the story there. When she went, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mother, Umm Ayman. They went where? Medina. On the way back, mother passed away. Only the bandi and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 6 years old, carried him and brought the Makkah Mukarramah. She carried him. Brought the Makkah Mukarramah. She looked after him everywhere. Allahu Akbar. Now, they said, don't worry. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Allah's house. And whatever Allah has given in this dunya to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will give him more than that by Allah. Don't worry. All this word they used to say, who? Tasalli, ta'ziyat, tasalli, tasalli. Now when you go to somebody's house for tasalli, don't just talk dunyavi things. Give him tasalli by. If you say somebody's 2 words of tasalli, make sabr. Don't worry. Anything you need, please phone me. I'll be there for you. You know, give some tasalli. Allah gets so happy that Allah forgive the person's entire past sins. If it makes happy someone's. Always, I am with you. Don't worry. Anything happen, let me know. Kya jayega? Log apne liye jeete hain. Hame to jeena hai logon ke liye. People living this dunya for themselves. I ate. Moi kyo khawa no ito. I finish myself. I ate. Bas. We don't bother for anybody else. No, go fast, wake him up, come eat. You understand? Somebody got some problem, help him straight away. So we're living for the people, not living for ourselves. Prophet ﷺ said, Sign of the Qiyamah. Sign of the Qiyamah. People will become khud garaz. Khud garaz. My work is done. I don't bother of anybody. My work is done. Is a sign of the Qiyamah. Mera kaam ho gaya. I don't bother of anybody. It happened, whatever. Go, go. It's a sign of Qiyamah. We're living for the people. We're not living for ourselves. To try to help. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykhin. Look at what she said. They replied to she replied to Rasulullah, to Abu Bakr and Umar. They said, Nabi Sassim went. House of Allah. And Allah will give me so much. What she said. I am not crying because of that. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world. I am not crying that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. I knew that Allah will give him better than that. But I'm crying. Why? Because from that day, revelation stopped. No more Wahi. No more Jibreel. And we're not going to know what's going to happen in future now. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was here, anything used to happen, Allah sent a message to him. But he passed away. No more revelation. I'm crying for that. Allah Akbar. So inshallah, we will talk to you tomorrow about Isa alayhi sawab. How to do Isa alayhi sawab. What to read, what to say, inshallah. Understand? Allah paak hum sab ko amal ki tawfeeq naseeb farmaye. Ya akramul akramin, ya dhal jalal wal ikram. Ya subuhu, ya kudusu, ya ghafuru, ya wadud. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak. Sallim, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا وعافنا وارزقنا وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم أعطي نفوسنا تقواها اللهم أعطي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها الله الله تُو نے قرآن میں سات قسم کھا کر کہا سیون ٹائم قسم ایک ساتھ کھا لی والشمس وضحاها ایک بات کو سمجھانے کے لیے کہ تمہارا دل پاک ہوگا تو معاف کروں گا تمہارا دل ناپاک ہوگا تو میں معاف نہیں کروں گا ایک بات کو سمجھایا تو نے تورات میں سات قسم کھائی زبور میں سات قسم کھائی اور قرآن میں بھی تو نے ایک ساتھ سات قسم کھائی تجھے قسم کھانے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے اے اللہ تیرا قرآن پکا سچا ہے لیکن اللہ تو نے لوگوں کو سمجھانے کے لیے قسم کھائی ہے کہ دیکھو یہ بہت امپورٹنٹ ہے کہ اپنے آپ کو پاک کر کے آنا اپنے آپ کو گناہوں سے پاک کر کے آنا ورنہ جہنم میں جاؤ گے اللہ ہمیں پاک کر دے اللہ ہمیں پاک کر دے اللہ گناہوں سے پاک کر دے اللہ گناہوں سے پاک کر دے اللہ اے اللہ ہم دنیا سے جائیں اس حال میں کہ لوگ ہمیں مس کرتے ہو لوگ ہمیں یاد کرتے ہو ایسے نیک اعمال کرنے کے ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما ایسے نیک اعمال کے ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن کے ماں باپ دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں اے اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما جن کی ماں چلی گئی ماں اور باپ ایک ایسی نعمت ہے ماں اور باپ ایسی نعمت ہے جو پوری زندگی رات دن بچوں کے لیے کام کرتی ہے ایک پیسہ بچے سے نہیں مانگتی ہے ایک پینی بچے سے نہیں مانگتی ہے فری آف چارج ماں باپ بچوں کے لیے کام کرتے ہیں رات دن یا رحم الرحیمین ان ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما ان ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا اے اللہ میری ماں کو معاف کر دے اے اللہ بہت مس کر رہے ہیں ہم اے اللہ میرے باپ کو معاف کر دے جنہوں نے محنت کر کے پیسے بھی نہیں تھے لوگوں سے بورو کر کے مجھے مدرسے میں لے جاتے تھے لوگوں سے بورو کر کے ٹکٹ لیتے تھے بس کی مجھے اور میرے بھائی کو مدرسے میں لے جاتے تھے اے میرے مولا آج تک ہمیں یاد ہے انہوں نے کتنی محنت کی ہے ہمیں پڑھانے میں اے میرے مولا وہ خود نہیں کھاتے تھے بچوں کو کھلاتے تھے ہم نے دیکھا ہے اے اللہ وہ چائے اور روٹک وہ جو کی روٹی کھاتے تھے کبھی سالن کھاتے ہوئی نہیں دیکھا اے میرے مولا
मेरे मौला को कब्र में चले गए, उनकी कब्र को जन्नत से भर दे, जन्नत के जन्नत बना दे, नूर से भर दे। मेरे रब्बा, हम सबके माँ बाप ने खिदमत की है अपने बच्चों के लिए, अल्लाह हम भूल कहां सकते हैं हमारे माँ बाप को, अल्लाह उनकी कब्र को जन्नत का भाग बना दे। और जिनके माँ बाप हयात है अल्लाह उन्हें आफियत नसीब फरमा, सुकून नसीब फरमा, अगर बीमार है तो उन्हें सेहत कामिला नसीब फरमा, सेहत आजिला नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह जिनके घरों में जो भी बीमार हो इस मजमे में, घरों में, हॉस्पिटल में, सबको शिफाए कामिला आजिला अता फरमा, सबको शिफाए कामिला आजिला अता फरमा। अल्लाह हमारी बीमारियों को दूर फरमा, हमारी परेशानियों को दूर फरमा, हमारी मुश्किलों को आसान फरमा, हमारे जिक्र अस्कार को कबूल फरमा, हमारे दुरूस को कबूल फरमा। या अल्लाह, बहुत सारे हमारे भाई माशाल्लाह कहते हैं, किसी की माँ, हमारे यूं भाई की वालिदा बीमार है, उन्होंने खुद मुझे कहा था कि मौल साहब दुआ करना, एतिकाफ बहुत अच्छे पड़ोसी है हमारे, अभी जमीन और अयूब भाई की वालिदा बहुत अच्छे पड़ोसी है, अल्लाह हमको सेहत कामिला नसीब फरमा, सेहत कामिला नसीब फरमा। हमारे मूसा भाई की घरवाली, याकूब भाई की घरवाली, और हमारे बहुत सारे यहाँ बैठे हुए हमारे बहुत सारे भाई है जो बुरे हैं, अल्लाह उनके घर वाले बीमार, अल्लाह सबको शिफाए कामिला, सबको शिफा। अल्लाह हमारी घरवाली को शिफा अता फरमा, हमारे बच्चों को, हम सबके बच्चों को नेक बना। अल्लाह ये निकलने वाले आंसू को कबूल कर ले, कबूल कर ले मौला। मौला दिल तो बिल्कुल ड्राई हो चुका है, लेकिन तेरी तौफीक से कुछ आंसू निकल रहे हैं, तो कबूल कर ले अल्लाह, कबूल कर ले अल्लाह, कबूल कर ले अल्लाह। ये जितने मेरे भाई दरस में बैठे हैं अल्लाह सबको कबूल कर ले, सबकी मगफिरत फरमा, सबकी जिंदगियों के गुनाहों पर तो अल्लाह तू कलम फेर दे, डिलीट कर दे, डिलीट कर दे अल्लाह, डिलीट कर दे अल्लाह। या अल्लाह हमारे जितने ट्रस्टियान हजरात हैं सबको आफियत सेहत सुकून नसीब फरमा, हमारे दोनों इमाम को अल्लाह आफियत नसीब फरमा, दोनों इमाम की खिदमतों को कबूल फरमा, हमारे हुफाजों के कुरान सुनाने को कबूल फरमा, उन सब के जितनों ने 3 दिन सुना रहे हैं सबके वालिदैन की मगफिरत फरमा। हमारे मौतकफीन, और हमारे एक भाई है रोजाना कई सालों से इफ्तारी सहरी इफ्तारी में और तरावी के लिए पानी की बोतलें लाते हैं, किसी को पता नहीं, सनोवर उसका शायद नाम है, अल्लाह उनकी मगफिरत फरमा, उन्हें आफियत नसीब फरमा, उसको हौजे कौसर का पानी नसीब फरमा, उन्हें वो रोजेदार को पिलाते हैं अल्लाह उन्हें हौजे कौसर का पानी नसीब फरमा, वो इस मजमे में नहीं है, हम गाइबाना दुआ करते हैं अल्लाह उनकी मगफिरत फरमा, इनकी आला औलाद की मगफिरत फरमा। और जितने हजरात खिदमत करते हैं इफ्तारी के लिए रोजेदार की, और इसी तरीके से मौतकफीन की, सब की मगफिरत फरमा, सब की मगफिरत फरमा, सब की मगफिरत फरमा। या अल्लाह हम सब की सारी पूरे महीने की दुआओं को कबूल फरमा, पूरे महीने की कुरान रीडिंग को कबूल फरमा, जिक्र अस्कार को कबूल फरमा। या अल्लाह जितने लोग मुझसे बैत हुए हैं, जितने लोग मुझसे बैत हो चुके हैं, और जो बैत होने की तमन्ना करते हैं, अल्लाह सब की मगफिरत फरमा, सब की मगफिरत फरमा, अल्लाह सब की मगफिरत फरमा, सबको इस्तकामत अल दीन नसीब फरमा। ऐ अल्लाह हम सबको इस्लाम पर बाकी रखना, ईमान पर बाकी रखना, और जब हमारा वक्त आए तो जो जितना जोर से कलमा पढ़ ले, आज रमजान में इलाहुल आलमीन इतना जोर से मरते वक्त उसको कलमा नसीब कर देना, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, ला इलाहा محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.